Now, back to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Here's Dave Benton.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. You know, Scott actually said something during the break that kind of cracked me up. He was talking about Toomer's Corner, and he was joking and said, they should kill him, the guy that poisoned those trees. And honestly, I would expect no less from the SEC. If I were to read a headline tomorrow that a couple of Auburn fans had killed the guy who killed the tree, I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying I would not be surprised if I read that article tomorrow that a couple of guys went away to jail because they killed the Alabama fan that killed the trees at Toomer's Corner. Just saying. Okay, let's hit the junk bin for a little bit. First of all, let's talk Carmelo Anthony. Some trades heating up. Now, first thing I want to see here, Scott, is Carmelo Anthony really worth the type of prices that people are paying? Let me give you an example. The two teams that are in the running right now, okay, the Nets and the Knicks. The Nets, to get Carmelo Anthony and a couple other players, including Chauncey Billups, are going to give up Derek Favors, Devin Harris, Troy Murphy's expiring $12 million contract. And you got to remember, in the NBA, expiring contracts are big, okay? They are big. And Ben Uzo, plus, this is the insane part, four first-round picks. Four. The Nets are going to get Chauncey Billups, Carmelo Anthony, and a bunch of scrubs. Okay, Sheldon Williams, Melvin Eli, Ronaldo Balkman. I mean, Melvin Eli hasn't been good since his sophomore year at Fresno State. Balkman's never been good. Sheldon Williams hasn't really done anything since he's come from Duke. I mean, it's just, the fact that you're building a team, you're taking the Denver Nuggets, you're taking their two best players, right? But then you have nothing else besides Brook Lopez, and you're giving away any chance to build anything else around those players. How does that make any sense?
Well, you don't realize Carmelo's going to play the 2, 3, and 4 all at the same time. They only need three guys on the court, apparently.
He better for the trade that they're going to make. Good Lord. I mean, is any player worth that, let alone Carmelo Anthony? Okay, Carmelo Anthony is not exactly, I mean, yes, he puts up a lot of points. But as far as a team player, a guy who makes everybody else around him better, like a Kobe Bryant, Carmelo Anthony is not exactly setting the world on fire. The Denver Nuggets are not going to win an NBA championship.
Well, let's look at it this way. Who is hands down the best player? Who's one of the top two players in the league right now?
I always say Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant's number one. Yeah, that's why I can't say hands down. Number two, and these two are above and beyond everybody else.
I hate to say
it. Well, so do I. It's LeBron.
No,
it's LeBron.
I think I might go Dwight Howard right now just because of what he brings to the table that nobody else does. But okay, LeBron is right there, obviously.
Right. Most valuable player, one of the best players.
Okay, yes.
And what did he do? He went with other talent.
Yep.
There's two other, I mean, Dwayne Wade's another superstar. Chris Bosh is a good player. He's much better than Brook Lopez is. And I wouldn't say that Chauncey Billups is quite as good as Dwayne Wade.
Well, and the thing you got to remember with Chauncey Billups, yeah, he's averaging 16 points per game this year. He's 34 years old.
Exactly.
At some point, Chauncey Billups is going to get old. Okay, it's just going to happen. It's basketball. That's what happens when you play an 82-game season. Okay, that's going to happen in the NBA. So the fact that you can't get a new point guard now to build up, unless this is the only thing that crossed my mind that they might be doing. Would the Nets try and make a move for Chris Paul? Because by clearing out that cap space, they could possibly make a move for Chris Paul. Now, I think the Knicks have a better shot at getting Chris Paul than the Nets do, but do you think that might be in Prokhorov's ideas to possibly do? That's the only solution I can think of that would make this okay. Because if you're going to get rid of four first-round picks, that means that you think your team's good enough to win basically now with maybe one more piece.
Well, with getting rid of that many, that means there's no other way to build up your team. It's physically impossible to get new players unless you make another trade, which you don't have any. You'd have to trade a superstar to get more players, or free agency. And yeah, I mean, Chris Paul is the only free agent. That's a good point, because I hadn't even thought of that up until this point. And that makes more sense for even the Knicks, why they would throw Raymond Felton into that deal.
What amazes me about this, okay, let's go to the other side of it. What the Knicks would give up if they were to get Carmelo Anthony and Chauncey Billups. Okay, they'd give up Gallinari, Raymond Felton and Wilson Chandler, plus Eddie Curry's expiring contract, and also a first-round pick at some point. Okay, one future first-round pick is what it says. Now, you look at those two deals. The Denver Nuggets have a player who's a, what would you say, top 10. Carmelo Anthony is definitely a top 10 player in the NBA.
Yeah,
they have a top 10. They're giving up a top 10 player and an aging point guard, basically. Okay? And that top 10 player only has a year, half a year left on his contract before he's going to go somewhere anyway. And people are offering this much to get him.
That's one of the main reasons that a trade has not gone through, because
they're getting away with highway robbery.
Well, they want to get that contract. He won't move, or teams won't take him unless he signs the extension.
But from a value standpoint, okay, if you look at this from a value standpoint, all right, I use again, okay, and I would never talk soccer outside of a business standpoint, okay? When you talk these transfer windows and things like that in soccer, players who are about to go on a free transfer, that their contract is up, it doesn't matter how good they are. You can get them for $10 to $15 million less than you would if they were not out of contract. Okay? Value goes down when you know you are not going to have that player at the end of the season anyway. The Nuggets are not going to get Carmelo Anthony back. So the fact that all these teams are willing to spend that much on a player that they know the Nuggets have to lose anyway kind of shocks me. It really does. And as an organization, I would be wondering if I'd be willing to do it.
For the Knicks, I see it a little more because they are actually in the playoff picture.
Yep.
And that's kind of you see it in baseball all the time. We want to win right now. We're willing to give up more for this guy who's becoming a free agent. But getting back to the kind of an even trade, talking just about Raymond Felton, Wilson Chandler, and Danilo Gallinari, that's almost 50 points that they average combined.
Yep.
Three positions. You're not getting that back. I mean, three guys who are starters doing very, very well for a team that's above 500.
If the Knicks make that trade, what that means is the Knicks think in the East, if they have Amari Stoudemire, Chauncey Billups, and Carmelo Anthony, they can win the East just with those three players. That's what it's saying. What it would have to be saying.
Yeah, it does. And it's kind of strange because it seems like they're a few years behind, because you think, the big three in Boston, they did it. But you don't realize that they had Rajon Rondo.
Yeah.
And now it's really him and the not quite as big three. And that's why they are still the dominant team. You have now the three in Miami. And we'll see after this year if that is all that you need, three superstars and some scrubs.
Did anybody besides Oklahoma City ever look at what the Detroit Pistons did back in the early 2000s? Did anybody take a look at that? Or the New Jersey Nets? And the fact that you can win if your talent from top to bottom is legitimate talent. You can win with those teams, and most often, okay, take a look at the Lakers versus the Pistons the year they won it, okay? The Pistons had a better team. Lakers had the two best players on the floor. What happened? Pistons won.
Shut down one, the other can't score.
The reason
points.
They lost to the Spurs, why did they lose to the Spurs? Because the Spurs had a good team. The San Antonio Spurs are another great example, okay? You don't have to have three superstars and a bunch of scrubs to win. It worked for the Celtics, but it doesn't work for everybody. I'm not sure it's going to end up working this year with the Heat. I'm not sure the Heat are going to be able to beat the Celtics in a 7-game series. Okay? So I'm not sure that really works for you as much as people think it does. What I do understand from the Nets, okay? This Prokhorov guy, he's a marketer. This is what he does. And you can't market the Nets with Derek Favors. You can market the Nets with Carmelo Anthony. You can sell tickets with Carmelo Anthony. You can't sell tickets with Devin Harris and Derek Favors.
You hit it right on the head, because I said the Knicks might do it for a playoff push, whereas the Nets, their motivation has to be the other end, to
competing
sell
tickets.
Competing
with the Knicks. Yeah, competing with
exactly.
The Knicks. And you can't start to compete with the Knicks when you're in Trenton and you don't have anybody good. Let's move on now. I want to go to the All-Star game for a little bit, the NBA All-Star game. Is there anything more boring than a rookie sophomore game that goes 148 to 140? Is there anything more boring on earth than that?
The WNBA All-Star game.
Actually, I'll give you one worse. How about the celebrity game? Okay? The celebrity game that featured Justin Bieber winning the MVP. And I'm sorry, if your MVP of your game is wearing a t-shirt under his jersey, it's not a very good game. I'm sorry. Okay, I've been saying this about Michigan State for years.
What about Khalid El-Amin?
No, stop wearing the t-shirts, okay? Just stop wearing the t-shirts. To me, that's the equivalent of if you play soccer and you wear pants under your shorts and you put the shorts on over your pants. That's like the equivalent to me, okay? The cutoff jerseys are what you're supposed to wear. Now, if you want to wear an Under Armour cutoff under it, because I understand, okay? I do understand embroidery is irritating on the skin. I get that, all right? But stop with the t-shirts. It's not necessary. It gets in the way. It hurts your jump shot. Stop wearing t-shirts, okay? Bieber, show off the fact that you got skinny arms. Doesn't matter. The chicks love you anyway. Stop wearing t-shirts. So that, I think, is boring. Now, let's talk about the dunk contest.
Wait, please tell me you didn't actually watch any of
no,
that.
No, I saw it on SportsCenter a little while
thank
ago.
You. Thank
and
you.
Bieber's wearing a jersey with a black baggy t-shirt under it. Okay? We know. You're 16. We get it. Okay? We were all 16. We didn't have muscles. I still don't have muscles. I'm 25. Okay? So, I'm just saying that when that's your celebrity that wins the MVP, you got some problems.
I remember, was it last year or 2 years ago, they actually had T.O. in it, and he was throwing down. He was actually dunking.
Well, T.O. was a good college, or not a college basketball player, but T.O. was a good player. There are guys that are good players. Okay, Nelly comes to mind. Nelly's a pretty good basketball player. I like Nelly. I like what he brings to the table. But the bottom line is, you can't sell tickets. You can't sell TV ratings when Bieber is the guy. Okay, let me give you an example.
The worst thing is they can. That's why he won the MVP.
Let me give you an example of some of the people that were in this game. Okay, Zach Levi. Do you know who he is?
No.
Oh, that's interesting. He is on Chuck, and he was on there.
Oh
Chuck.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah. You know,
not name recognition.
Would
I
you
know
call
Chuck.
Him? Would you call him celebrity? All-star game worthy?
I'd rather watch Yvonne Stravinsky or his co-star there.
How about this guy, Rob Kardashian? Yeah, that's great. That's good.
I'm guessing it's the dad of the Kardashians?
No, that's the brother of the Kardashians.
Sure, that guy. Yeah.
And Lamar Odom, I guess, got him into the game. I don't really know. But just embarrassing. And then you've got, Jason Sudeikis? Who's that?
Jason Sudeikis? He's on SNL. He's done 30 Rock. He was
and then Michael Rapaport, who hasn't been in a movie since like Cops back in
like... He's been
in
that game for years.
Yeah, but Michael Rapaport is like as far away from celebrity as anybody. I mean, Jesus, the guy hasn't done anything but like Law & Order appearances since like 2000.
Was Chris Tucker playing?
I don't know. I wish. I love Chris Tucker. That guy's a celebrity forever. I don't care if he never does another movie. That guy's a celebrity
Last
forever.
Time I saw him was in that game, and it looked like he put on about 70 pounds since his last movie.
Talk about benefiting from what you were born with. If Chris Tucker has a deep voice, he gets nowhere in life. But because he's got a high-pitched voice, the man can do whatever he wants. He can do no wrong. Okay, real quick, I want to get to this story because I want to get your opinion on it before we go to the break here. This story down in Iowa, okay? Girl wrestler. This is high school wrestling. Okay, a girl wrestler makes it to the state tournament. Now, this is pretty legitimate, okay? I mean, you know how I feel about female sports for the most part. Okay, but I am going to give credit to a girl wrestler that makes it to the state tournament. You don't just make it. They don't just give it to you, okay? You've got to qualify for the state tournament. Pretty legitimate. First round, she takes on the favorite to win the state title. He decides not to wrestle because he doesn't want to wrestle a girl. Now, it's not because he's too macho for it. Okay, that's I don't want to give people the wrong opinion on it. The reason he doesn't is because he believes in not hitting girls, he believes in not hurting girls, and he wasn't going to do it now.
In his statement, he said that wrestling's a combat sport,
yep.
And he wouldn't feel comfortable.
Yep. Like, and I gotta be honest, I see both sides of it here. If you are not gonna offer girls wrestling, you cannot keep a girl from wrestling in the men's sport, in my opinion, okay? But, at the same time, a girl needs to be aware of what can happen to her if she's wrestling guys. Now, a 112-pound girl is different than a 112-pound guy. It's just you're built differently. And I'm not saying that to be sexist. I'm not saying it to cause controversy. That's the truth. If you weigh 112 pounds as a girl, you're probably kind of a string bean. If you weigh 112 pounds as a dude, you're probably a short, stocky guy in high school. Okay? Especially in wrestling. So, the fact of the matter is, the guy, even though you weigh the same, is probably a lot stronger than you. I will give you an example of this, okay? When I was in high school, there was a girl wrestler from Swartz Creek High School. And you remember how Sports Illustrated always is in the faces in the crowd and all that stuff? Well, they actually did a feature on her because she made it to regionals in wrestling. Okay? I went to high school at Novi High School, who was a fantastic wrestling program when I was there. They had the Chiarella brothers. And the Chiarella brothers, anybody who knows anything about Michigan sports probably knows Josh Chiarella. Okay, he was a high school national champion, so on and so forth. She drew Josh Chiarella. Okay? I mean, we're talking a national champion, possible Olympian, taking on this girl that was in faces in the crowd. Well, he makes her cry in the ring. Okay? And he was just wrestling. Okay? He was just putting her in holes. He was just, okay, if you're here to wrestle me, I'm going to wrestle you. And he made her cry. And he got all this uproar afterwards because he was too hard on the girl and blah, 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 blah. Okay? The bottom line is, I'm fine with a girl wrestling, especially if she's good enough to qualify for regionals or states. That means she's in for it because she thinks she's good. She's not in for it just to say, I want to wrestle, I'm a girl, blah, 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 blah. She's not looking for attention, she's good at it. But you need to be aware of the consequences of what are going on when you do wrestle in a guy's sport.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. He would get any flack for that. Because, I mean, you have to wrestle who's across
you. You got
to
wrestle who's across
from
you.
Getting back to the story, the guy who, he defaulted.
Yeah.
So he forfeited, essentially. I can see why he would do it. I don't agree with it. I think it's very dumb. You give up your chance. Think of it as another competitor.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you, but I do respect the fact that he stuck to his morals. I do respect the fact that he just said, you know what, even if it's going to cost me a state championship, I'd rather stick to my morals. And I kind of respect that. All right, coming back, we'll talk a little more Tigers baseball. Also, maybe a little bit more about we haven't talked much about Gary Sheffield retiring. We'll hit on that. It's up next. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.